When named, I am the man atop the crumpled shards of my heart, America. I am this one. I hear what I can, but counsel too harshly, with a critical funny bone and tongue. I find myself constantly alive, sleeping well while enduring much stress, pushing meditation on, like a boat from the shore or a man spent from his misspent woman. This boat is pliable, bending with the waves. Hungering, knowing I am this one, can encompass and entrap another, any other who wills me back, turning his back to my blade or eye, averted for a moment from my animated hassle with his wife. If I were Milarepa, I would look right through her, holding my young boy's arms by my sides, to fit through this new dimension. But I am the goal of my own blood, streaming rivulets from a crushed head. I am the meeting place of both ends at once. I sit very tight to the place I was born in, reticent about elsewhere in general. I keep my pockets near empty, lightening the load of guilt. I spread the legs of women with an effortless insanity and wet my mustache in their bush. I spread the legs of a man in a dream and push my index up his ass. I look and feel and suck in every hole that opens, delivering its signal to my after-waiting tongue and eye. I crush no grapes against my vest in vanity. I clean insanity with pop or picked up and worked over in another's dream. I paw the tiles like a baby when I'm down. My eyes fill up and my belly does its knot. I sully the names of long-lost relatives with self-indulgent wondering and banal confessional murmuring. I wait alone while the spirit of my doubt flutters in the new year, some half-cocked sweet in your mouth. I await the coming of the new year anxious, a small boy punished for an indiscretion on the street. My people are on the street. There is shouting from a thousand walls, welcoming the new with a similar noise, the sucking and blowing of musical instruments. Old friends happen all year round. These last 9 years, I've filled in one too many hairy holes, and now you've gone, bringing in the new year with these four kids and an old brush with fate.